out that two of the most packed trains in England and Wales are services from Surrey and North East Hampshire. Adrian Harms is at West Byfleet Station at the moment. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Adrian.
Yes, a very good morning to you, Nigel. As you say, it's the first day back to work for many commuters who are making their way this morning into West Byfleet Railway Station. There's a gentleman just arrived on his bicycle, just locking that up. There's people arriving in their cars. A taxi just pulled up a few minutes ago, and plenty of people walking into the station, some of them queuing up at the ticket office, others getting tickets out of the machine. One or two of them are just stopping to buy a coffee as well on their way to get the train. Now, the reason I'm here this morning is because this is on the route of the second most overcrowded train in England and Wales, the 0732 service from Woking to Waterloo. Now, it has a load factor of 164%, which means the train has 64% more passengers packed into it than it's already considered to be full. Now, that's according to a list of the most packed services compiled by the Department for Transport. And number nine on the list is the 0714 from Alton to Waterloo. That has a load factor of 152%. Now, Surrey County Council is hiring a team of rail consultants to look at what we can done to alleviate the problem and help businesses thrive and commuters to be more comfortable.
Thanks, Adrian. We'll have a little chat to you a little bit later and find out what you've been up to as you're out live there at West Byfleet Station. We have John Fury, he's Cabinet Member for Transport at Surrey County Council, with us. Good morning to you, Mr. Fury. The council doesn't have any responsibility for rail services, so why are you hiring a team of consultants?
We're hiring a team of consultants because it's the rail service in and out of Surrey affects our residents, and we are representing our residents. We're not rail experts, and that's why we've had an external body coming in to advise us on this, in the same way that we could be regarded as road experts, and the highway agency predominantly controls a lot of the roads within and through Surrey, and we liaise and work with them, but we have more expertise in that area. The strategy that we want to put forward is to make government aware of what is achievable and what needs to be done. We want to provide evidence of the benefits of the rail investment in Surrey, and we want to use that when we apply for funding from the government. We want to set out how rail improvements will boost the economic growth and create jobs, and that's what Surrey County Council is all about.
Now, it's very nice that you're thinking about our comfort as we commute, but are there actual benefits for the council, for the area, if you manage to get research done and advise the government over overcrowding?
Of course there are. First of all, we'd look to have platforms extended, more carriages on the line, more people using the railway because it's easier, it's more flexible, and it takes it off our roads. Surrey roads are the busiest roads in the whole of the country, and we have to be aware of what we can do. Camberley has been ill-served by the railways for many years. That needs to be looked at in some detail. Across the county, rather than in and out of the county, also needs to be a concern of ours. We are looking at private transportation such as buses reducing their services on the basis that they're no longer profitable. Well, it really is a dilemma here, because if it's not profitable, the bus companies tend to increase their fares. That means more people will stop using them because they're becoming too expensive. So where do you stop and start? We have to look at the whole. We are in control of the roads in Surrey. We're not in control of the railways, but we do want to have an input into government thinking, and more particularly government funding.
John Fury, thank you, at Surrey County Council. We do have Sim Harris, who's the editor of the industry newspaper Rail News, with us. Good morning to you, Mr. Harris. Any surprise to you that two of the most overcrowded trains in England and Wales are South West train services?
Not particularly. As you said a few minutes ago, to quote, Surrey is an area known for its commuting woes. I would go a bit further. Surrey, as a modern county, has been largely created by the railway. Towns like Woking and Guildford,
yes,
would not be the towns they are without the railways having been built well over 100 years ago. In a sense, it's a victim of its own success. It's good to hear a county council is taking interest, and serious interest in putting money into some research into its railway system.
So you heard what John Fury had to say, but what can practically done to alleviate the problem of overcrowding?
it's interesting what can be done, because there are precedents for this. It is quite right that, strictly speaking, county councils don't have a direct say. They don't control their local railways, at least they haven't up till now. There is a move towards decentralisation, a certain amount of devolution to the regions for the control of railways, and certainly in the north of England and also in the West Midlands, there are quite serious moves now to getting more control over railways at local level. It's been done in other parts of the country as well. Cornwall Council, the former Cornwall County Council, has for a long time had a very pro-railway policy, and it has achieved a number of improvements in its county. For example, more capacity on branch lines and so on. So it may sound a little unusual for Surrey County Council to be entering this particular argument, this arena, but yes, things can be done, so I wish it well.
Sim Harris, editor of Rail News, thank you. It's 7:16.